True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Let's get it after it. The stories that need to be told.
News. News.
No! No!
News!
No!
News!
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
The news or nope video hit my feed yesterday.
And you were horrified?
Oh. It's just the first time. It was the full thing, so, and it's almost Letterboxd. So what is that, YouTube, or are you putting that everywhere?
YouTube, and sometimes that one goes to Facebook. Sometimes I do the Instagram one to Facebook.
Anyway, I heard us singing it. It's the first time hearing it. Wait, when we're not just in here.
I heard it for the first time yesterday.
Weird, right?
Yeah, it was bad.
I thought it was really good. Like, I kind of dug the way he, like, his thing that he does, his Hetfield, like, news. Like, is
news.
I looked as under the weather as I thought. Like, I was like, ooh, you look haggard.
Well.
But, it was great. You didn't like it?
I thought it struck my ears in a way that was less enjoyable than I'd like.
Well, you probably concentrate on yourself and you suck, but the rest of us were really good.
Remember when I used to not be able to get through the song?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Oh,
welcome
good evening.
To the program.
Thank you.
Can we do some like sad music?
Oh. Sad music?
Or like taps?
I got in trouble the last time I played.
Okay, yeah, not taps. Not
here we
taps,
go. I think
then.
This is sad.
This is not sad.
Isn't this sexy?
Yeah, it's a little sexy, but it's also sad.
He can't help it, Erica.
All right. Kraft Heinz is splitting. Whatever.
Oh, what? I did hear that. Kraft and Heinz are like breaking up.
They're breaking up.
Is this a marketing scheme?
No, they're going into two independent publicly traded companies through a spinoff.
What?
So our mac and cheese and our ketchup can't be made by the same people anymore?
Oh, correct. And hot dogs. They're separating ketchup from hot dogs.
That's weird.
I will say this. I had a big talk about that over the weekend, and that's okay. Because the real purists believe that should have never happened.
Right.
If you ever go to Chicago...
It's only spicy mustard.
If you ask them for ketchup, they will shoot you in the face.
Good thing I don't go to Chicago. Yeah,
which
often.
Is ridiculous.
You can have your food any way you want
your
food.
It's how I eat my hot dogs. It's just with ketchup on it. Because it's the lowest quality meat, so you put ketchup on it. It's not a steak. Like, what are you acting like? Oh,
that actually also got us into a conversation that ketchup was originally made. And I don't know if this is true. Maybe chat or what are we calling her?
Aaron GPT
can figure this out. Ketchup was originally made to put on rotten meat to disguise how rotten it was.
Really?
So then it would stand to reason that it should be ketchup only on a hot dog and not mustard.
Man, you guys, ketchup and like the yellow mustard on a soft bun hot dog.
Like the Wonder Bun.
Yeah.
They like just gets all doughy like, in your teeth.
All the bad stuff.
It's so good. And relish though too. And
no,
relish
I'm
too.
Not a relish girl.
You gotta do all three. No onions, but just the relish.
Just ketchup. I get it.
We said it.
Okay.
Was ketchup invented for rotted meat?
I have too much information. It first came from China in the 1600s, where it was a fermented fish sauce. And then when it came to
the original
States,
kimchi kind of thing.
Yeah, and when it came to the States, it was just easy to preserve, had a strong flavor, and went well with
all
a lot
right.
of foods.
I'll try some rotten meat tonight.
Oh my God. It.
We need an answer.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We haven't even discussed, but there is a new Sabrina Carpenter album out.
Yes.
And on one of the songs, fans are starting to decode some of the lyrics. The song is called Go Go Juice.
Oh,
and
yeah.
it's like, I just drink to call people. That's why I'm getting a little drunk. No one's safe. And in the chorus of it, she says, could be John or Larry, gosh, who's to say, or the one that rhymes with villain if I'm feeling that way. And fans have broken it down. And I don't know why I didn't hear this the first time.
Who's Dylan?
John, Shawn Mendes, Larry, Barry Cogan. She says, gosh, there was Josh, the guy who caused all the problems with her and Olivia Rodrigo. What is his name?
Josh.
I don't know, some Disney kid. And then the one that rhymes with villain, if I'm feeling that way, Dylan O'Brien.
Joshua Bassett.
What's the, clever. Can I go back one step and be the boomer? What's wrong with the cover? What?
I don't know.
Because it's something doggy and she's kind of bent over or something?
The album is called Man's Best Friend.
And she's bent over.
And there's a man grabbing her hair.
But okay, like, she said her parents approve it, too.
She is this way. Everything
on stage, she's practically naked, right?
Right, like...
And she does like
do
weird things with kumquats or eggplants or something.
She does a position.
Oh, yeah.
Every,
have you ever tried this one? You should hear the song House Party. Not
or,
labeled explicit.
No.
Sure should be.
The other one where it's like tears run down my thighs. What's that one?
It's called Tears.
Tears. That's literally, it's a lot.
You know what she's saying?
Oh.
Yeah. So there's a lot to unpack
it's
on the album.
It's a great album. I love it.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's poppy.
A breakup album.
Mm-hmm.
As someone who is not as familiar with Sabrina Carpenter or is not like a fan, to me, does it not read Miley Cyrus just like, I'm no longer Disney. Why doesn't it?
Now that you say that.
Because it doesn't feel...
Genuinely, why doesn't it?
No, I totally understand. It doesn't feel forced the way that Miley did, where it was like, I'm going to prove I'm a badass. It's just her embracing sexuality.
Yeah.
Okay. Because Miley was real forced.
Yeah.
Tongue out,
bangers,
riding the wrecking ball and like...
Yeah.
Which, don't get me wrong, I also love that.
Okay. Yeah, but it was just too much.
Yes.
Okay.
Give the Sabrina album a listen. Not when
you're
your children
that
are present.
Was too much, but she does a position at every show.
Hey, it's 2025.
I'm old. Okay. Good evening. I'm old.
Was that your story?
No, Cardi B is free.
What?
Can I add to this?
Yeah,
did you
ahead.
See? She literally. I don't know if that was when it was announced free. She like came out. A fan was asked her to like sign something. And then one of the paparazzi asked her a question about Offset. She grabbed the pen, threw it at him, and I'm like, girl, you were just on trial. What are you doing?
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.